What up, Boyside? Lessons from the Lev Parshas Emor. This week, we will concentrate on something which I think is a fundamental lesson in Avodas Hashem. The Parsha tells us a important pasuk. The shor oseh, oto ve'ed beno, lo tishchatu beyom echad. We know that if there's an ox or a sheep or a goat, so you may not slaughter it with its offspring on the same day. The Mefarshim over there contend with the specific lashon of the pasuk. Is it just the mother and the child? Why that is? But what's the foundation of this iser? We know that when it comes to animals, we as a nation have very specific laws against animal cruelty. It is the basis of shechita, but there are many other laws. For example, shor b'disho, that you can't have two animals plowing the same, one chews the cud and one does not. We have general rules of Tsar Balei Chaim. But what's the yesod of them? The And again, many commentaries have what to say on this. But I think very beautifully, the Kedushas Levi quotes our pasuk and explains a really fundamental idea that is extremely important in understanding all of these quote-unquote animal rights psukim, because it is not what we might have thought. Says the Kedushas Levi, we might have a thought that in fact is not correct. Masha Kadosh Baruch Hu tziva otanu lo tikach aim im habanim. He talks about the beautiful mitzvah of Shluach HaKein. I am in the United States. For the first time, I was zeicha to do this mitzvah. My wonderful friend, Avi Hushandler, had the zchus of having a nest, very easy to get to, shooing the bird away, picking up the egg. Tremendous moment of Eis Ratzon to Hashem, to Davin. So says the Kedushas Levi, what is this idea of Shluach HaKein? Einuhu mitzad harachmana shelo. Surprisingly, it's not what you might have thought. It's not the rachmanas we have on the bird. She'im haya mitzad rachmanas lo haya tzorach. If in fact the commandment was due to the consideration of the mercy of the mother bird's feelings, the Torah did not have to issue such a decree, because Hashem could have figured it out another way. He didn't have to tell us to have compassion. Hashem has many other ways to show their survival of a bird. But you know what the reason is, says the Kedushas Levi? It's for us. Rather, the idea is to teach us yes, it sounds a little comical to say it has nothing to do with the animal, but it doesn't have anything to do with the animal. It has to do with establishing a fundamental concept, foundation of rachamim, of compassion. Not just for animals, but for human beings. Kal v'chomer, bein Jew. And this is central to our understanding of this idea. The Mei HaShiloach says the same idea. Shemidas HaKadosh Baruch Hu Midas Rachamim Ve'enu Midas Achzarias. It is our job to appreciate and understand that we're supposed to emulate the ways of Hashem. But the foundation of the mitzvahs, based on the Zohar, is in fact this Midas HaRachamim. Tefillah is based on this. Habakashos of Tshuva is based on this. To have Midas Tovus. And that explains the comment of the Chinuch. The Chinuch in Mitzvah Reit Tzadik Dalet says, Ve'od Nuchal Lomar Be'inyon Zeh Al Tzad HaPshat Kamoke. Shilu Koveya, in explaining this mitzvah of why you cannot kill mother and child on the same day, Shechit is not allowed on the same day of the ox, of the sheep, of the goat. Laharchik mimidas achzarios, shu midara. Afal pishi heter lano hakel mine balechayim. Even though it's permitted for us to eat all types of animals that are, of course, kosher. Koveya benafsho midas. Hachmala, to teach us the mida of rachmi. But the Chinuch goes a step further, and he's quite profound in what he says. If you really cared so much about Tsar Balei Chaim, why are you killing the animal? The rationale is to train ourselves to have a trait of mercy, to distance ourselves from cruelty, even though it's mutter for us in the proper way that assures no suffering of the animal. We are commanded to do so in a merciful manner. Because killing both mother and child on the same day will train us to be brutal, merciless. Therefore, the Torah says you can't do that. But the question remains, wouldn't it be logical to tell us that slaughtering is forbidden? And in fact, I saw an essay written and explaining the shita of vegetarianism in accordance with Rav Kook, and it says, if anybody thinks it's because of the animals and care, and you don't understand Rav Kook Shita. The killing of animals is not all together forbidden. To be honest, we could take it a step further and say, how could you wear anything made out of leather? What's wrong with you? And the answer is, it's not about the animal, it's about us. We're shaping our midos. The Sefer HaChinuch, in many different places, uses the very important life lesson of Acher Pulosan Nimshach Levavos. Our actions define who we are. When we act, when we do something, it goes inside of our heart and it determines what we are and who we are. We need to be compassionate. We need to feel other people's pain. We have to be margish it. but so much so that if we keep acting on people's pleas, it will become second nature. We won't be able not to do that. It becomes part of you. It will bother you not to take care of the person. You see, a command of any form of Tsar Balei Chaim, and there are many, Parshas Ki Teitze, and in our Parsha, is all based on the midos of Rachamim, but Rachamim through living a normal life. A life that allows this duality of being able to kill an animal and eat it. Recognizing the tafkid of these animals in the world, and our tafkid, though, to still have rachmanus. Rabbi Zion Schleifer explains in his famous svarim on the Shmuz, Rav Schaefer says that this explains David HaMelech. Because logically, when we learn the stories of David HaMelech, when it's described to us in the Nevi'im, it seems like he was quite cruel. He was the mightiest, merciless warrior. He killed a mountain lion with his own bare hands. He won the rights to marry Shaul's daughter by disfiguring 200 Plishtim and bringing their body parts back to the king. When Avshalom waged war against David HaMelech, Hushi advised him, "You better not think of ambushing David at night. Everybody knows he fights like a bear." And David even said about himself, "I will seek out my enemies and have no mercy on them." But who wrote the ultimate compassionate and kind sefer that we have to him? David HaMelech. Sefer Tehillim is not the expression of a cruel man. It's the outpouring to Hashem, manifestation of devotion, devotion to Hashem, with a pure heart. So, will the real David HaMelech stand up? So, it could be explained through what the Orchid Tzadikim says. In his Hakadama, says the Orchid Tzadikim, that perfecting one's midos is like a chef. 5-star caterers. I'm in the business, so I understand. When a chef is trying to prepare the perfect meal, when he's up against the greatest of chefs, he's on one of those programs, he needs the right ingredients. He needs the right proportions of each of those ingredients, but it has to be prepared exactly in the right manner, and that's the only way you'll yield a delicious dish. Gordon Ramsay isn't going to go ahead and say to him, "Well, you know, you're a little bit off of the salt, you know, okay, but you had it basically right." If they're not correct, if you don't have the right ingredients, you don't have the right proportions, and it's not dealt with in the right manner and the cooking abilities, you're done. If you don't saute the onions for the precise amount of time, you leave it on the flame for too long, any seasoned chef will know the difference. Teaspoon and tablespoon of salt changes the recipe in its totality. Can make a deliciously edible dish inedible. The quality of the ingredients in the proper amount, prepared correctly, will determine the final product. Says the Orchid Tzadikim, this is the same with a person's mitos, his character traits. It has to be dealt with in the right manner, because the right mida at the right time is the key to perfection. Each mida has its place, time, and correct measurement. And this explains David HaMelech. David HaMelech is a warrior in the manner that Hashem directed him. Melchemes Hashem, like a Pinchas, being a zealous person. But David HaMelech knew to make the balance. The same act, when done by the wrong person, will be disastrous. But for the right person, the right measure, it will not be harmful at all. And therefore, David was able to remain pure, unsullied, because he followed the Torah system of self-perfection designed by the Ribbono Shalom. The Sefer HaChinuch is teaching us a lesson. Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Dedichov is telling us that all of these laws of anti-animal cruelness has actually nothing to do with the animal itself. It's Midas HaRachim of the Jewish people. We spoke last week about Kedoshim to you, and we can't have a litmus test of what society looks like today. We have to be better than that. Because Hashem created Kedoshim Tiyu for the Jewish people before the world was created, we spoke about. The Torah, says the Sefer HaChinuch, is not concerned with the pain of the animal. He's concerned with the pain of man. For man is the reason for all creation. Everything's existence was formed to serve him. However, man was fashioned with a delicate balance. Man has to use this world for the intended purposes, the right way, the right time, like that perfect recipe, to perfect ourselves. Not to live in the ivory tower, but to live as part of the world. The act of killing the mother and child is akin to wiping out generations and generations. No pity, just cruelty. Hashem, in his infinite wisdom, understands this balance, the nature of man. And therefore, he's told us that killing an animal for good use will not lead to you hardening your nature. It's within your boundaries. That's the system, and that will keep you safe. That's the guidelines. But if you leave that line, that fine line, you're in grave danger. Hashem has designed us, has given us the guide to the perplexed, the guidebook for perfection. It's our job to follow the Torah's directives in the right balance, in the right time, in the right manner. Not to be affected by society's quote-unquote norms. The new normal, as they call it. The post-COVID era, where new things are allowed now. And certainly saying the wrong thing at the wrong time, oy vey. We shouldn't be bashful. Many years ago, many years ago, wonderful trips, and I think, if I'm not mistaken, it was the 8th grade trip to Washington. And we were by the close to the White House, and there was a protest there, and they invited us to the booth, and they were talking about animal cruelty and how you have to be vegetarians. And our rabbi was standing there, seeing how we would try to defend it and talking about Tzar Balei Chaim, and they had their own agenda. And he finally came in and he says, you have a lot to learn. And he's right. Because sometimes we think that animal rights are more important than human rights. What are the Mephoshim? What is the Kedushas Lev Mei Mishloach? What are they getting at? The Chinuch? Getting at saying it's not about, it's about your midos. All of this
idea of Torah Mitzvah Hashem doesn't need our brachas. But we need to establish Hakaras HaTov. And maybe that's why Arichas Yamin is for Shluch HaKein and the great mitzvah of Kibud Av V'Aim, seemingly not related to each other. It's all about establishing midos. I believe it's Rav Avdia Yosef, it's quoted in Yalkut Yosef as saying, our brachas to the Rabbanu Shalom, our tefillah to Rabbanu Shalom, is to make us aware, and as the Chinuch says, Achu Pulosol Nimshach Alavavos, so that we have a Karas HaTov. And on the most primal level, it's to the ones who put us on this earth, our parents. We have to be very careful to always focus on the meaning of rules, regulations. We are in the time of Sfiras HaOmer, we're supposed to be Mekadish ourselves to reach a level that where we accept the Torah anew every single year. This year different than any other year. And yes, at the same time, we mourn the students of Rabbi Akiva, Shalom Nahagu, Kavod Zabazeh. Every day when you say Sfiras HaOmer, there's two words next to it. Netzach Yisod, Yisod Shebegavura, V'chulu V'chulu. It's to work on our midos, to develop ourselves. Someone once told me that this minhag, and it's a obviously well-codified minhag, of not listening to music, so it puts him in such a bad mood, he snaps at people. So he likes to listen to music. So you should listen to music midoraisa, because you're violating daraisa by snapping at people. Let's not lose our focus and understanding these laws are created to establish the most important part of human society, mitos. Mitos for human beings through how we treat animals. Shavuot to understand these very, very important messages and to establish, especially during this time of the year, mitos taivas, so we can accept the Torah anew as we today celebrate Pesach Sheni, Second Chances. We should be zeicher to have the great opportunity to have opportunities in perfecting our midos. As we celebrate this week, Lag BaOmer, the stoppage of the students of Rabbi Akiva dying, the great fire of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, the student of Rabbi Akiva. Recognize how we can keep going in the light of darkness in perfecting our midos. With that, the Rabbanu Shem Shonachas Ruach and being Bayish Lishi B'Mehir V'Yameinu Amin.